Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Again, going to a knee. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs Kingdom Rocket, has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
Was Mitch looking at the planets aligning the other day?
I don't know. At that point, I don't know where Mitch is at, you know?
Well, if he was inside the stadium, nobody knows where anybody was at. I have never smelled the weed like I smelled the other day out at Arrowhead Stadium. So maybe that's Josh Allen's excuse. The weed smell cost him from not getting the first down.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just don't want to hear anymore. That's either. Where I'm at. Yeah. I'm done. Stop picking against the Chiefs. Stop going against the Chiefs. Stop doing all this stuff when the playoffs matter. That's eight consecutive times they've won, but they've got to lose eventually.
No, they
don't care. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
It's not anybody else's time right now other than the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right. We're living in a moment that is dominated by us and it's owned by us. And I think right now, if you're still getting triggered from Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs winning, it's best for you just to move on and find something else to do and go get ready for pitchers and catchers reporting or the NBA All-Star game. Whatever the case may be, there's other options out there for you away from football because you can't continually get triggered by this football team and claim cheat, claim scandal, claim bias and all this kind of stuff. When Buffalo had many opportunities yesterday, they were miserably coached by Sean McDermott, going for two early on for no apparent reason. Kick the extra point. You're playing the Chiefs. It's going to be a battle. It's going to come down to a last second play. You're going for 2 points. No reason to go for two. Going for fourth down all the time. Yeah, they were 4-for-6 on fourth down, but the two you didn't pick up are two pretty big fourth downs in that situation and terrible play calls in those situations as well. Trying to tush push and all this kind of stuff didn't work yesterday. Andy Reid again with a masterclass on Sean McDermott. Patrick Mahomes, a masterclass on Josh Allen. You know, we see Brett Veach taking a masterclass on whoever the hell the GM is in Buffalo. It's just masterclass after masterclass after masterclass. And Steve Spagnuolo as well. Now 4-0 against Josh Allen in the playoffs. He's now, 6-1 against Lamar, Burrow, and Allen in the postseason.
That's right.
Factor in two wins, or one more Super Bowl win against Tom Brady when he was coaching the Giants. Like, Steve Spagnuolo today, Dusty, we could do 4 hours on how unbelievable Steve Spagnuolo was as the defensive coordinator. You see that last play of the game on fourth down, Josh Allen's backpedaling to Raytown. Here comes George Karloftis and Justin Reed at him. He floats it into that night, and Dalton Kincaid has an opportunity to catch the football and you know, continue the drive, and he dropped it, and they didn't get the job done. Credit our guy, Steve Spagnuolo, greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
Yeah, goes to the Hall of Fame for sure now.
But that's the thing. We got to make an exception now. They've got to make an exception for assistant coaches now in the Hall of Fame, because he's not going to the Hall of Fame, because we don't, for whatever reason, allow assistant coaches into the Hall of Fame unless right. You put him in some other wing out there. But that wouldn't give him the justice. Like, we should seriously start a campaign to allow assistant coaches into the Hall of Fame. If Florio's going to petition Congress about fourth down plays in the NFL today, then we need to petition the Hall of Fame to get Steve Spagnuolo in, because there's nobody more deserving of being in the Hall of Fame right now than Steve Spagnuolo. He's unbelievable. My God.
Yeah, you can go ahead and give Andy, Pat, Kelsey, whew, Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, Brett Veach. You can give them all a jacket.
I mean, you think about legacies, and you think about, you know, core groups of players in professional sports over the years and what makes championship runs, right? You look at the Yankees of the 90s. You look at, you know, the New England Patriots of the 2000s. You look at the Chicago Bulls of the early 90s with Michael Jordan. I don't know that many had this core of players like we have. Hall of Famer Chris Jones, Hall of Famer Travis Kelce, Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm, Hall of Famer Andy Reid, should be a Hall of Famer Steve Spagnuolo, Hall of Famer Brett Veach. And oh, by the way, Clark Hunt just sealed his induction into the Hall of Fame as well. He'll get up there right next to his dad, and they'll have dueling busts in the Hall of Fame, which, I don't know, I just got goosebumps for that. Thinking about going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and having your bust next to your dad's bust, like, Clark's going to the Hall of Fame right now. It's an unbelievable run that we have going on.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's one of those things where you watch this game, and I know there's probably people back then that had doubts or during the game, like, oh, here we go again. They're going to, you know, what?
Sure.
There is no doubt when it comes. Like, we asked that question last Wednesday. Like, is Josh Allen the one quarterback gives you doubt? Obviously, because you saw that throw he made at the end of the first half.
Yep.
Every time he got the ball and it was third and four, you're like, son of a buck. Yep. He's going to get a first down with his legs. And it was just not enough again. I don't know if Josh Allen ever plays in an AFC championship game again. I don't know if that's a hot take.
No, you don't know.
I mean, that's his second one in as many years he's been in the league, seven.
Yep.
And that's the second time he's lost to Mahomes. There's another reason why you play that game at home. There's another reason why you go get that bye week. There's another reason why it doesn't matter if you go 15-2 and you win majority of your games by one score or a blocked field goal, or you get all the way through the season and people are like, well, just Buffalo's been the better team in the regular season. Explain that to me. Look at their record. Apparently that doesn't matter. Look at their head coach. That matters. Sean McDermott, it's just still not your time.
Right.
The only way that the Buffalo Bills will ever go to the Super Bowl is if, in fact, they do, for somehow the Chiefs aren't in the AFC Championship game. That's the only way it happens. And for the seventh year in a row, they went to the AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes, 5-2 in AFC Championship games. Unreal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Going forward, they're three-peat. They're playing in their fifth Super Bowl under Patrick Mahomes. You can't make this stuff up.
You really can't. And you know, you mentioned Josh Allen and his legs. I thought the Chiefs did a great job running or stopping the Josh Allen run yesterday. I mean, he had 11 carries for 39 yards. That's nothing in a game where Josh Allen has been able to get outside the pocket and run and make you look foolish. Like, I just don't think they utilized even Josh Allen properly in the running game, especially on those fourth down plays, just trying to go up the middle instead of, you know, taking it outside and utilizing Josh Allen's legs. Like, I don't know what it is, man. You get these third and shorts and fourth and shorts and coaches freak out and they don't know how to call plays, and it's brutally bad. You got Josh Allen, get him out there and run. Patrick Mahomes would have picked up those first downs. Patrick Mahomes would have had the opportunity to keep that drive alive and to win that game for his team. And Josh Allen, two times in 2 years, guys, has had the opportunity with the football to go down and either tie or beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and both times he's not been able to do that. Yet people still want to put him in the same category as Patrick Mahomes, and he's just not in that same category as Patrick Mahomes. He's a shelf below Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is your top-notch, top-flight spirits, and Josh Allen's McCormick's. I mean, and that's fine. That's fine. McCormick serves a purpose. It's great for a mixer, right? That's where Josh Allen is. He's just not ready to be sipped by himself with ice and lime, right? You just go back there to the lower shelf and take care of business and do your thing, and that's fine. But when it comes time to the cream rising to the top, it's Patrick Mahomes every single day. And George Karloftis and Trent McDuffie and that draft class, they're 8-0. They've never had a season that didn't end in the Super Bowl. Like, it just gets more wild when you continue to talk about all the superlatives and things that have happened with this team over these last 3 years. It's just, it's the most glorious time on earth, man. Like, we're living through something that nobody else in the history of sports has ever lived through before. Everybody's touchable.
No doubt. But this is the thing that I just, when I was sitting there Sunday, we were talking about this, how it took forever to get to that game, and you're just watching that first game, you're like, all right, this is interesting, and then all of a sudden it was a blowout, and everybody's backups played with the last, like, 3 minutes left in the game. Mm-hmm. But that right there last night, if you're not all in as a sports fan, I can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake up in the morning, you're like, well, you know, Pacheco fumbled, we made a mistake, I don't want to hear it. You won the game.
Right.
You scored 32 points. The whole narrative all year was they can't score more than 30. They only did it twice. They did it against Carolina. They did it against Tampa Bay. Cool. Buffalo, they scored 40 points. They scored 35. They don't turn the ball over. I'll tell you one thing, guys, what I noticed at the beginning of the game, Josh Allen's good. Josh Allen's great. Probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. That man was shook on that first drive.
Mm-hmm.
That man was absolutely shook.
Three and out right away.
And that goes to all of you that went and saw that game. That was
the loudest I've ever heard Arrowhead.
That was, I'm getting goosebumps now.
Whew.
Watching that opening drive, and Josh Allen should have had two interceptions. That's okay. Still mm-hmm. won the game. But that right there is the reason and the difference in everything that is this Kansas City Chiefs dynasty. Because when they get to this game, there is no moment that's too high because they've done it so many times over and over and over and over again. That was a game in that moment, in that first drive, Josh Allen looked like a rookie because the moment was huge. It was just too big. It's like,
honest to God, Dusty, I thought they believed that they were not going to get the ball to start the game. That's what I thought, too, because they didn't look prepared. They didn't look ready for that first drive at all. And that coin toss happened. Chiefs win. They deferred. Baltimore. Buffalo got the ball. And they look like they weren't ready to go. Like, I mean, for a team that, you know, is led by arguably the second best quarterback in the NFL, they came and went three and out on their first drive. And usually you see a first drive of a game for an NFL team. Those are your scripted plays. That's when you're supposed to be your best. And Steve Spagnuolo was his best on that first drive.
Boy, I'm sick of Kansas City.
Well, sorry, Mad Dog. How's that guy doing today?
Boy, I'm sick of Kansas City.
Who's going to have the biggest meltdown for this? Is it going to be Rex Ryan? Is it going to be Emmanuel Acho? Is it going to be Mad Dog? Is it going to be Stephen A? Is it going to be Greenberg? Like, who's going to show their ass the most today in the national media? Because, you know, somebody is. There's going to be somebody on the national level that just has the most unbelievably dumb, ass-showing thing to say about the Kansas City Chiefs. Who's that going to be today?
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
I don't know that there is a team, and I think we've talked about this, that would maybe have more confidence going into Arrowhead and playing that team than the Buffalo Bills. Just the history, their ability to stand toe-to-toe with them in the past, their ability to beat them, familiarity with the coaches. You know, McDermott comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree. Mm-hmm. So I think all of that. I think it's a confident team going to Arrowhead.
Mm. What's Josh Allen now? 3-5 versus Mahomes in his career?
0-4 in the playoffs.
0-4 in the playoffs, 3-1 in the regular season.
There you go. Regular season, meaningful football.
Doesn't mean anything.
No.
And again, we did this last year. Everybody doubts the Chiefs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. They went 11-6. They didn't look like the classic Chiefs team. They won the Super Bowl. At that very point, you could have just been like, you know what? And I watched the pregame predictions, right? All these people, you know, saying this might be Buffalo. And then there was one individual, I forget who it was, but he's like, until somebody can prove it to us all that the Chiefs can lose this game, I'm not picking against the Chiefs. That's the attitude everyone should have. I know that it's not the best, most entertaining thing that you could ever watch or ever hear somebody say, yeah, the Chiefs are going to win. 15-2 in the regular season. They win 23-14. They win 32-29. They're going to their third consecutive Super Bowl. They do it again. They beat everybody's favorite heartthrob of Buffalo Bills. And again, Josh Allen said in his postgame, To be the champs, you got to beat the champs. We didn't win tonight.
No, they did not. And again, it has nothing to do with officiating or anything like that. It has to do with who made the plays and who didn't make the plays. And until you can go out there and make the plays and dance with the big boys, you probably should not show up to the dance, because right now nobody else can get on the dance floor with the way that Patrick Mahomes and his team and his coaches and everybody inside that organization are performing right now. They're doing unbelievable things. And, you know, I was telling you before the show, I said I had a really bad day yesterday. I woke up in the morning feeling much anxiety like I've never felt before. And I couldn't get the anxiety to calm down. It was really, really bad for me yesterday. And I don't know if many people had that same feeling going out to the game or getting ready to watch it on TV with that buildup. And you know, I was trying everything to get that anxiety down, the breathing, the thinking, and all this kind of stuff. I just couldn't get the anxiety down to a level that I was comfortable with yesterday. I thought for sure the referees were going to try to muck up this game because of people like Adam Schefter, which, by the way, Adam Schefter's comments yesterday are very detrimental to the National Football League. What Adam Schefter did yesterday was to insert his opinion into fact, and that set people off in the wrong direction yesterday. So I woke up and I saw that Adam Schefter stuff yesterday, and I started to think to myself, does Schefter have some kind of information we don't? Are the referees going to try to sway this game and overcorrect because America's watching what we're looking at right now? The answer ended up being no in that game, but I had that anxiety going into that game yesterday because I thought, after seeing Schefter's tweet yesterday, that he was on to something and that we may see the referees try to impact this game and sway it the other way so people around the National Football League in America wouldn't think these games are fixed because the NFL does care about its image. And so I saw that yesterday, and the parking lot was just calm yesterday. It was a real weird aura around the parking lot yesterday. And then the anxiety, I'll tell you when it got done, when I was on that bus riding home and we had won that game and this thing was put in the books, that's when I finally was able to come down and relax yesterday. But man, it was an anxiety-filled day for me, and I'm sure for a lot of others yesterday, going out to that game or getting ready to watch it on TV, because I don't understand what Adam Schefter was trying to do yesterday. I really don't. I don't know what Adam Schefter was going for yesterday, but that was a really bad job by Adam Schefter.
This is from Russ from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm a Broncos fan, but this was an awesome game, and I'm looking forward to a Super Bowl rematch. He goes on to say, even though I'm a Broncos fan, I've enjoyed watching the Chiefs since Andy Reid took over. I found your station because I'm tired of the national narrative. The refs are playing favorites. Last night's contest was one of the best games I've ever seen. And he goes on to say, if you don't give credit to the Chiefs, you don't know football.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The better team won. I don't want to see anybody say, well, it should have been a first down. It wasn't. First off, maybe Mac, you can help me out with it. I think you know rules more than I do. Don't they have to declare if it's a first down or not, and then somebody has to review it? Like, why were the refs able to review it and not make the call first?
Well, I think they were just reviewing the spot. They made it a fourth down call, and then it was challenged, and then you look at it and see, where the spot was or whatever. Even then, that was never going to get reviewed call a better play than throwing a bunch of people into a pile.
You needed 6 inches. You know what? Go get 2 feet.
Yeah, go roll out Josh Allen. And you think Patrick Mahomes gets stopped on that play?
No,
that's the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes picks up the fourth down.
Yeah, make it definitive. Go get 2 yards. You needed 6 inches. Miss me with that.
Yeah, get the hell out of here with all this nonsense that it was spotted wrong and Congress needs to be involved now. like, seriously, man, like, get the hell out of here with all that nonsense. You have an opportunity to make plays. Don't leave it in the hands of the officials. Don't leave it in the hands of replay. Don't leave it in the hands of others. Take personal responsibility. That's what adults do. Okay, it's 4th and inches. We just had 3rd and inches. It didn't work so good. Let's run the same play.
Same thing.
And that was coming out of the 2-minute warning, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, that was the last 4th down play. That was 13 minutes to go in the game, and you're in your opponent's territory. Roll your quarterback out, who's made a living with his legs all year. Now, granted, he wasn't having a great game yesterday, but why don't you roll your quarterback out in that situation and put him in a better position to have success instead of a in the middle? Like, what was this? Go for it, man. Fall forward. No, it ain't going to work. Roll your guy out. You weren't getting short yardage all day. Like, Sean McDermott, man, I heard Buffalo talking this morning. They go, I don't know if he's on the clock, but he sure should be right now. It's another bad coaching job by Sean McDermott, too.
I also love that we have our version of the tush push, which is that roll Mahomes out to the right with a running back and a receiver. And it's like, it's up to you. If you go after Mahomes, like, it's dead serious. I'm dead serious about this. It's almost, if not as equal to unstoppable as the Eagles, because they did it in the Super Bowl last year on 4th down. He rolled out to the right. He's like, if they cover Travis, I'm just going to go and slide. They did the same play last night where he rolled out to the right. It was either Kareem Hunter or Isaiah Pacheco that was leading with it.
Right.
Or maybe it was P. Ryan. At this point, I'm 18 Miller lights deep. and then you have a receiver going deep, and it's like you're in a predicament where Andy Reid has found some sort of algorithm where it's like you have three players, you have to pick one, and every time they just let Mahomes get that first down, and he runs on the right side, he gets 5 yards, first down, reset downs. Here we go again.
Right, and those are backbreakers, too. Like, if Josh Allen picks up that fourth down play there, if he rolls out and picks up 3 or 4 yards, you want to talk about the air being let out of Arrowhead Stadium. Like, that is an opportunity to crush the crowd. That's an opportunity to beat your opponent. And again, they played not to lose that football game. They didn't play to win that football game. It's 4th and inches. Everybody knows you're going to be running it. Why not go up over the top with a pass? Do a little pop pass to the tight end over the middle. Pick up a couple of yards there. Like, I just don't want to hear about the spots. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about that. The Kansas City Chiefs are just the better team, and nobody can beat them. So it's resorting to everything else. And that's where we are with this organization right now. I think everybody's just throwing up their hands, and they're like, there's no answers for Patrick Mahomes. There's no answers for Andy Reid. There's no answers for Chris Jones. There's no answers for Travis Kelce or Brett Veach or Clark Hunt or anybody right now in this organization. There's no answers, and nobody knows what to do, so it resorts to other things.
The other thing that's great about it, too, is that this is one of those this is that time of the year where you almost have to play perfect. The Chiefs didn't play perfect.
No.
Buffalo didn't play perfect because, in all reality, you got to catch that ball at the end of the game for Buffalo. It's a tough play. I know that ball's up in the air.
Travis makes that play.
And it drops a drop. You didn't get the first down. We need a first down. That's a turnover. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to believe it or not, a turnover on downs. Right. Yeah, it was an interception. Yeah, it wasn't a fumble. Josh Allen made a couple of great plays where he should have had a fumble and somehow scooped up with his hand. Not sure how he still did that.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
That's where you got to take advantage of that, and you didn't take advantage of that. And to the text line's help, it was J.J. Watt who said that. And until somebody can do it,
yeah,
I'm not picking against the Chiefs. I'm betting against the Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
That's what.
Well, I just don't understand why you would. Like, you're not going to be the smartest man in the room by picking against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're just not. Like, eventually math is going to work its way out, and something's going to happen where they're not going to be winning Super Bowls every single year. But until we reach that time, don't be stupid. Don't pick against this team. There's no reason to pick against this team. And if you're just joining us, the line is 1.5. Chiefs are a favorite on Super Bowl Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, unless that's changed. But that was the early line last night. Are you taking the Eagles? Are you really taking Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid?
Wow.
Like because now we have 13 days, right, mm-hmm. until that game. How many people are we going to see say Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, and they take them over Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs?
Except those won't be the names. It'll be Saquon.
Saquon
Barkley will be talked about like he's Barry Sanders against the Chiefs.
Oh, God, yes.
Because it'll merit it because Cook ran all over him. Not all over him, but he ran effectively. And Joe Mixon ran effectively.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley is the number one running back in football, and that will be Saquon versus the D-line and this defense, which we can get into that whenever we want to. We got plenty of time.
Plenty of time for that. That's not for today, but yeah.